Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is CJ Ira, CEO of Liquor Group Wholesale. And Liquor Group Wholesale trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is LIQR.OB. And Liquor Group is an emerging liquor and wine distribution company representing more than 1,700 spirits and wines, and with operations in over 31 U.S. states. Thanks for joining us today, CJ.
Thank you for having me, Juan.
Great. Start off by talking to us about your recent award, being nominated for the 2009 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur.
Yeah, that was very interesting. The folks over at the NASDAQ OMX office had sent me an email regarding that, saying that they thought it might be a good idea for me to take a look into it, and then I realized that I was actually nominated for the award. It wasn't just just an email coming to me in general, but it was a nice honor, and it was an interesting interview. They really wanted to know a lot about the business, which was nice to be able to explain it to them.
Great. And the big part of this award was based on your innovative distribution business model, Bailment. Talk to us a little bit about the distribution, the model that you've created.
Well, you know, it's an interesting model. We're the only liquor distributor in the country that is utilizing this system, and to my knowledge anyways. And additionally, we have a patent pending on this, or I personally have a patent pending on the business model itself. But essentially, the Bailment distribution method, which we call innovative distribution, allows us as a company to make unlimited choices of products, bring as many products as we want in. We don't have any carrying costs on these products, and we have no selection risk, which is a huge advantage over traditional liquor distributing companies, because you don't have that option in a traditional model.
So, it is in full compliance with TTB regulations, correct?
Yes, it is. We really wanted to make sure that everything that we did was compliant with the law, because obviously you don't want to build a business on something that in the future would be shot down by regulators. So we were forthcoming with the TTB and other state regulatory agencies to show them what our business model was, to give them the step-by-step procedures and processes by which we operate. Literally every step that we go through was documented, set up in a procedural style report, and provided to the government so that they could feel comfortable in understanding what our operation was and how we functioned.
And talk a little bit more about the competitive business advantage that your new distribution model gives the company.
Well, the biggest advantage is that we don't have any carrying costs. The way that our contracts work and the way our operation works allows us to bring in large quantities of products in multiple states, but we don't have to actually pay for the products until they are drawn down from our state-level warehouses into the licensed locations within the state. So that gives us the advantage of being able to order millions of dollars worth of inventory and literally not have any carrying costs whatsoever on those goods until they're sold. The majority of mom-and-pop distributors, as well as large-style distributors like Southern Wine and Premier and National and others, are making purchases on large scales to buy the inventory that they need in order to fill their orders for, say, a quarter or even 6 months at a time. And that's an expense. That's a massive expense that they have to make in order to get that product into their warehouses to go out and represent those products in the market. We don't have that problem at all with this bailment system.
Great. And talk about did you want to add something?
Well, no, it's really a unique system. The law prohibits what they call consignment sales. So
yeah.
Basically, most people would say, well, why wouldn't you just consider that consignment? But the process by which we utilize the steps that we take allow us to maintain compliance without having what's considered a consignment sale. And so that really is the added kicker there, that other liquor distributors are now not able to utilize the same system because of the patent-pending method.
Thank you. And talk about some of the trends in the market. Certainly now, you know, liquor and wine sales are up, big part of the, you know, economy. Of course, you know, people are spending less money going out. So talk about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned Liquor Group is to capitalize on these trends.
Well, I tell you, the funny thing is many people say this to me, and to word it best, when times are good, people drink to celebrate. When times are bad, people drink to commiserate. And all other times, people drink because they're thirsty. So it's really, the market doesn't change much other than the actual selection of product trend, which is right now I feel people are buying less of the super premium products and moving into more just premium and call brands, which are, you know, the next level down from super premium. And then the other thing that people are doing is they're buying a lot more at retail, and they're buying a lot less at the bars and restaurants and hotels. So what's happening is people are still willing to buy their alcohol. They're just wanting to consume it at their homes or at house parties or things of that nature rather than going out to the bars as often, which we're actually we have customers in both types of classifications as a company, Liquor Group as a whole does. And so we obviously want all of our customers to succeed, but however, the trend is that people are buying more at retail.
Thanks for the insight. And outside of the your innovative distribution model, what are some of the other things that differentiates the company from other companies in your sector?
Well, for one, we have no debt obligation. We don't have any bank lines of credit. We don't have any financing of equipment or any of that nature. Everything that we, all of our assets we own. So we don't have the burden that a lot of these other companies do of having all that debt financing to pay off each month. Additionally, we utilize a proprietary system that we developed of software that operates on web-enabled cell phones for our sales reps to put in their orders. This allows them to put in their orders, check their customer status, find out any information that they need literally on their cell phone, rather than having to carry around a laptop computer to check in with the individual warehouses in each state to find out how much inventory is there and so on and so forth. So it's a kind of a unique system. It's scalable. We utilize it in all the states that we operate. And it's a very nice way of your sales force being able to communicate with the company without having that large expenditure of having wireless-enabled laptops and so on and so forth. So we really try to stay on the cutting edge of where technology is going.
And in terms of growth, do you plan to grow organically, or are you looking for M&A activities?
Well, you know, we're doing a little bit of both. Once we got the green light from the TTB on our bailment method, that really alleviated part of what our waiting period was. We wanted to make sure that we had all of our ducks in a row before we expanded any further than where we are. Because although we operate in 31 states, we've really only scratched the surface. We're barely reaching the customer base, the potential customer base that we have, and we certainly can expand our portfolio many multiples larger than what it is right now to represent many, many more brands than what we have right now. So we plan on continuing our organic growth. We've already implemented a lot of organic growth in the company. And then we plan on looking at other acquisitions and even potentially roll-ins or roll-ups, as some people call them, where you take other subsidiary companies or other related companies to Liquor Group Wholesale and merge them in into the fold so that they become part of the publicly traded company as well. So all options are on the table.
Great. And walk us through a little bit through your background and the background and experience of some of the key management.
Well, my background, I come from more of a marketing background than anything. I've had all sorts of businesses that I've owned over the years. I've pretty much always worked for myself. So my background is more of a marketing one. I have started in the liquor industry by developing a brand called Happy Vodka and bringing that to market. And after creating that, expanding that into multiple products, you know, Happy Rum, Happy Gin, Happy Tequila, and so forth. And so that was really my knowledge of the industry is from the ground up, knowing everything from how to create a product, how to price a product, the marketing of a product, all the way through to the distribution side, getting it onto the shelves of the liquor stores and getting it onto the bars, and then getting it sold to the consumer. So I really have kind of a well-rounded background in the marketing of products as well. Lowell Newman, who's the VP of our license states, he really has a background more of the product selection. He's worked extensively as consulting and direct for retailers, so he has a knowledge of what products will sell in the marketplace, what products are going to catch the consumer's eyes, and products that we should bring into our portfolio. And then Stephen Dodge, the Vice President of Control States, Stephen has a long-standing record of operating in control states for many years. I believe he was the general manager of General Wine and Spirits for 12 years, which General Wine and Spirits is a very large wholesale operation in the control states of Michigan and Ohio. So we really have drawn from not just people within the liquor industry, but also people that didn't have a whole lot of liquor industry experience but had maybe other experience that would help build the company.
And what specific objectives have you and the management team set forth for Liquor Group over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, we definitely want to grow. We have been hiring. We have advertisements out all over the country for hiring people for Liquor Group as a whole, which there's companies that are related companies that work with Liquor Group Wholesale that are on the state level. Liquor Group Wholesale being the wholesale level of the operation. So we've been hiring people, we've been implementing growth plans, implementing strategies to increase our sales, implementing basically everything that you can do with obviously a limited budget. We're not a huge multinational company that has billions of dollars in the bank, but we are a growing company that's truly starting to make a mark in the industry.
And do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
You know, I sometimes wonder. I don't get to communicate with shareholders as often as I'd like to. And when I do actually speak to shareholders, a lot of them are kind of bewildered by what Liquor Group Wholesale does and what we're intending to do. But the reality is that we took the company public without doing any capital raise. We didn't go out to the capital markets and try to raise a bunch of money to bring the company onto the public exchange and then live off of that company as a public company. What we did was we went to the existing shareholders of a publicly traded company and essentially got them to fund the takeover of their company. So, you know, we haven't even done our first capital raise in the market yet. And really right now is not a good time to do one anyways. It just is far too expensive to raise capital in these current conditions. So luckily for us, we're able to survive quite well and make profits without having to do any capital raise. So our existing operations are able to pay for everything that we need to do and leave 3, 4, 5 cents a share profit at the end of each quarter too. So that's not too bad.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is C.J. Aris, CEO of Liquor Group Wholesale, trading on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is LIQR.OB, currently trading at a quarter a share. And before we conclude, C.J., what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I feel, number one, the liquor industry as a whole is consolidating quite rapidly, actually. Since the past 4 or 5 years, there's been more consolidation than there has been since Prohibition, which was 75 years ago. So you have a lot of movement in the market. We're trying to take advantage of that. Additionally, you have a company that has a very low overhead. There's, as I said before, not any debt associated with lines of credit or any of that nature. So you have a company that really is operating off of its operating off of its sales. It's not utilizing the sale of its own stock to continue to keep the doors open, which a lot of OTC companies have to do. and it's able to profit every quarter. So we've never had an unprofitable quarter in this company since inception. So it's really something that when you're looking at the fundamentals of the company, sometimes you have to look at what the opportunity is, and as well you have to look at, is the company set up to succeed or is it set up to fail? And I believe that we are set up to succeed.
And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth. And I'd like to thank you for updating us today.
All right. Well, thank you so much.